One of the most important things we do when we open up the conversation of sex is to help people figure out how they got where they are. To acknowledge our past, because our past impacts our present. So in class, I ask the simple question, how did you learn about sex? And we go around the room and women answer, my mom left a book about sex on my end table, or in fifth grade I had this awkward conversation, or I was babysitting at my neighbor's house and the dad left porn laying around, or I don't know how I learned about sex. I got married and I didn't know anything. Or my friends on my bus, they told me all kinds of things about sex. It's a seemingly safe question. And yet it just tips of toes and helps people understand how they've been impacted by their past. I mean, when you have a whole room of women and only one of them says, oh, my mom's and dad, they always talked about sex, and I knew they had a good sex life, and I knew it was something to look forward to. I felt like I could talk to them about anything. When there's only one woman in the room that can say that, it's easy to feel angry. I've literally had women sit at the table after their class answered this question and said, is anyone else here angry? This question of how did you learn about sex really just tiptoes into acknowledging that our past impacts our present. All kinds of things impact what we believe about sex. It could be how we learn about sex. It could be what we saw on TV or in movies. It could be what we read in marriage books. It could be the purity messages we heard in church. It could have been our parents' attitude or awkwardness about sex. And so we have to acknowledge that our past impacts our present. In class, we kind of do this back and forth thing between the past and the present, because if you don't understand that God created sex for wives as much as husbands, then why would you realize that you've believed the lie that sex is just for your husband? And so we have to understand what God intended for sex before we realize all the lies we've believed. And so if you haven't watched the mini class on God's design for sex, I would really encourage you to do that. That's going to walk you through. Like, if you are not impacted by any messages about sex, what does God want for you? God wants sex to be mutual between husbands and wives. He wants it to be this thing, this powerful gift that makes the two of you into one, even when you're in disagreement. He wants it to provide comfort for you when you're sad. He wants you to provide refreshment when you're stressed out or tired. He wants sex to be this amazing journey of getting to know each other, where you're constantly discovering new things and just captivated by the other and enthralled in learning about them. He wants you to experience freedom and to be in this place where you can be naked and unashamed with each other. And he wants you to learn about him through sex, because ultimately God created sex. Think about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, right? I mean, can you imagine? They have no idea what sex is even supposed to look like, what intercourse looks like, what they've never seen a movie, they've never seen a picture, nothing. And the two of them show up naked. And there's no shame, no shame about their bodies, no shame about their performance, no shame about what they've done in their past, and they're just mesmerized by each other. And they have the freedom to just enjoy and find pleasure. Can you imagine what it would be like to have that kind of freedom in the marriage bed. And so, looking at our past and acknowledging our past isn't about blaming. It is what it is. And messages can impact us, and they may not have been intended that way. It doesn't really matter why it happened. But it's about recognizing the lies that have impacted us in order to help us believe the truth. Acknowledging our brokenness so we can move forward toward healing. So once we understand God's truth in class, then we go on this journey of really answering the question, how did I get where I am? How do I feel the way I do? So that I can move towards what God wants for us. So we answer, I have the women answer questions like, what messages did you hear from church about sex? Silence, that might make you feel like sex is shameful. Don't do it, might feel like you got to guard the gate and like not have too much fun. If you're touched certain ways before you're married, or you have sex before marriage, or you've been with other guys before marriage or other women before your marriage, well, you're ruined. You'll never have a good sex life. We answer questions like, what did culture tell you about sex? What did culture tell you about sex in marriage? Well, usually that it's boring, that the guy always wants it, the girl doesn't, that guys use girls for sex, that guys have no control, that sex inside of marriage is boring, sex outside of marriage is amazing, there's no mess, there's no fuss, there are simultaneous orgasms for all, and it's just passionate and amazing. And so even just like obvious cultural messages about sex impact us, even that men always want sex and women don't want sex, which is not always the case. And then we spend time, and I give women room and space to talk about and share their baggage, and if they want to go after healing for their baggage. And a baggage can look like different things. It can be as simple as a message from a mom that felt so awkward talking to her daughter about sex that she made her daughter feel like sex was a bad thing. Or a mom saying to a daughter, men just want one thing. Or a mom saying to a daughter, there'll be some things you don't like doing, but you need to just do it. Right? This message that sex is just something you do for your husband. There's lots of baggage when it comes to sex. I mean, all the way out to the point of being impacted by porn, which many, many men and women are impacted by porn now, and feeling like they need to compete with it, or they need to create it, or they'll never measure up to that. Or people that have been abused, where their body has been violated and they don't feel like they have rights over their body. Acknowledging our past is not about blaming, like I said before, but it's also not about becoming a victim, because I believe that God can heal. But acknowledging our past is an important step in changing the future, both for ourselves and for others. And so if we want to break open the conversation of sex in the church, we can't just teach about it. We have to create space and opportunities for people to process and acknowledge their past so they don't feel alone, so they know that God can move them forward, and so that they begin this journey of healing. and moving towards God's design for them.